This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمدٍ في الأولين، وصلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على سيدنا ونبينا محمدٍ في الآخرين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على سيدنا وحبيبنا نبينا محمدٍ في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا من القرآن العظيم، وذكرنا منه ما نسينا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنةً للذين كفروا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens my heart and your heart to a greater capacity of loving him and fearing him and being hopeful in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this is something that happens in our privacy and private life, in our homes, more so than it happens outwardly. I thought I would share this virtual sermon, virtual khutbah, virtual discussion with you at the time of normally Salatul Jumu'ah when we gather and meet. It was my hope and prayer that I would be with my beautiful students at the Al-Amin College, formerly Langford Islamic College today. Allahumma sha'a fa'al. After 10 months of zero cases, we had one case in Perth that put the city in a lockdown. And this is something that I wanted to make part of the message that I discussed today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yunus, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ. Until I give you the imagery, I give you the parable, the lesson, that when the earth has taken on its majesty, beautified itself, its vegetation is growing, its flowers are blooming, its fruit is there for the harvest, أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ, the whole earth seems ripe. أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ. It's beautified itself and it's ready to be appreciated. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And those who live amongst it thought that they had dominated it, powered it, that they could ensure its rain would fall and its land would produce and everything would be as they wanted to be. جَاءَهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. My instruction comes whether by night or by day. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. I leveled it flat as if it had known no prosperity or beauty before. كَذَلِكَ نَضْرِبُ الْآيَاتِ. Allah gives us these signs to mankind. There is a powerful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to make a central aim of my discussion with you today globally as well, not just for us here in Perth, because many people listen to these discussions beyond us, alhamdulillah. So I want you to kind of think and look inwardly into your life. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat with a man and the Prophet gave him five pieces of golden advice. And those of you, alhamdulillah, who are watching this live now on my website, you could see that I've shared a discussion by Abu Ali, ghafarallahu lana wala, one of our dear brothers. And I wanted you to kind of pay attention to the dialogue that's found in it. In this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith is there for you to read and follow along. This isn't khutbat al-jumu'ah. It's not something that I'm going to lead you in Jumu'ah prayer. So it's a discussion to remind us of our obligations to Allah. So the Prophet sits with this man and he said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. The word غنيمة in the Arabic language is a very powerful word. It means to take benefit of something that you didn't have to work hard for. Subhanallah, many of us, we have these five things. We didn't do anything to deserve them. We were born with these traits. Five things that you have just by who you are and the privilege Allah gave you and the opportunity that you've been given in life. So make use of it, take benefit of it, because you didn't bring it into effect. You didn't work hard to achieve it. خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Take benefit of these five things that you were given, that when they are taken, meaning it is a promise that they will leave you. These are five things that will never last, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yadeem alayna ni'mah, protect our blessing and grace and give us more than what we have. Allahumma ameen. So the Prophet begins with the first one. Shababaka qabla haramik. that you take advantage of your youth before your old age. Man, I'm getting old, subhanAllah. Nearly 45 years old now, 40 in my 40s. And I could tell you that what I used to do, what I used to get up to, and the kind of energy that I had, that begins to, it takes now energy and effort to do the things that used to be done by me when I was younger without energy and effort. So the Prophet takes, take five advantage of the things before five. What is the advantage I want you to take? I want you to enjoy your life. And that's the theme of this khutbah. I'm not telling you go out there and, you know, enjoy your life, ya akhi. SubhanAllah, when this lockdown came, how many of us felt a little bit of an imprisonment, a little bit, even the word lockdown. The things that you enjoyed that you never paid attention to, the things that you had as a luxury that you didn't think could be taken from you at a moment's notice. Just to go out of your home without wearing a mask, even my students, Monday, inshallah, all of the high school students have to wear a face mask in class. All of our staff and teachers have to wear a face mask in class. All of their parents have to wear a face mask as they come to school. You know, subhanAllah, where is the luxury that we used to have that now with an instant has been taken? So one of those things is your youth, your ability to enjoy your life when you're young. Ya akhi, what's stopping you? You might look at yourself and say, "Ah, Sheikh, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to go out with my friends. I don't have this. I don't have that." Oh, there's still many more years to come. SubhanAllah. How many people would say to me, "Sheikh, inshallah, next year I'm going to come to Hajj with you." And as the time for book, "Oh, maybe Sheikh, look, I'm still young. Inshallah, there's still time." SubhanAllah, one brother, he came crying. He said, "Sheikh, you used to go year after year, subhanAllah. And every year I'd say, this year, this year, this year. And now, subhanAllah, all of us are deprived. In my heart, I wanted to take my father. In my heart, I wanted to take my mother while they're able. Now, subhanAllah, will they be able to go before their day has come? Will they be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that title of those who have made the hajj to Allah? They used to have the opportunity, but were deprived. Your youth, don't waste it. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصِحَّتِكْ قَبْلَ your health, your good health, your siha, your well-being before your saqam, before your illness. It's coming. Illness comes to us all, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yutammim alayna shifa and give us good health. But you have good health. What stopped you from going a little bit further? SubhanAllah, one brother, his knee. Ah, you know, Sheikh, I can't walk as much as I used to. I wish that I started walking before. I wish that I used to exercise before I got older. I wish that I did this and this before these things happened to me, right? Enjoy your life from today. Spend your money on your family. Spend your money on your home. Spend your money on your health. Spend your money on your ability to enjoy life in these ways described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet speaks about your wealth. Your ghinaka qabla faqrik. The wealth, the excess, the disposable income before it leaves. SubhanAllah, young couple, they get married, they don't have children yet. MashaAllah, they're like, "Oh, you know, no, I don't know if we should go to Hajj yet." And, "Akhi, go to Hajj. I don't know if we could go." "No, I can't go. I don't know if we should take this trip." "Go." "Oh, but we need to save for the future. We need to..." Yes, but consider that the freedom of your time, the youth in your days, and the disposable wealth you have now, mashallah, 1, 2, 3, 5 children later, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. What you wanted to experience cannot be experienced. Not because you wanted to deprive yourself, but because you didn't take advantage of these words of the Prophet ﷺ. Enjoy your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he inspires in the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith of Imam Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَطْرَةٌ. This worldly life is a beautiful land of greenery. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah has put you here to inherit it one from another. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the gharas of this dunya. Number four, your فَرَاغِكَ قَبْلَ, your free time before you get busy. Young couples, before you get busy with the kids. Young man who's finishing up university, before you get busy with work. You know, young people, get yourself in a place. You're in your year 10, year 11, year 12. Get focused. Get looking at your studies. Look at what is going to be necessary. What will give you longevity of purpose and life and will give you the success that you need. You're free now. Don't waste it. This is the time to learn and to memorize and to read and to study and to have a multidisciplinary approach to your education. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And your life before your death, the dunya, the life, and the haya that you have been given by Allah is a precious gift, and Allah wants us to enjoy our life." One of the most beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the riwayah by Imam al-Tirmidhi, although its root is in Sahih Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal." Allah is the source of beauty, and He loves to see beauty. وَيُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Allah loves to see the effect of the beauty He has given His creation, adorning them, used by them. Allah wants you to spend in what is halal. Allah wants you to enjoy what is halal. Allah wants you to سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, travel and experience. Don't hold on to this world too much, or it will pin you down. أَخْلَدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Some people, they hold on to the earth too much. I don't want to let go. I don't want to move. I don't want to experience. I want nothing bad to happen. I'm just going to sit. And the days and the weeks and the months go by and you find yourself empty. And if there is one lesson that I, subhanAllah, have learned from my father, my mother, one thing that has always been imprinted in me is that your savings is the knowledge and experience you have. It's not the dollar amount that's always important. That what you can invest in your family, in yourself, in the experiences you share, and the books you read, and the places you travel, and the opportunities you have. You know, subhanAllah, there was a sister, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon her mother who passed away. And she said, "Sheikh, every year I would say to myself, me, myself, and my husband, we're going to go back home to visit my mom, his mom and my mom." Every year we would say that. And subhanAllah, last year we said, we're going to go this year. And qadar Allah, we couldn't go last year. And now we can't go again this year. And now we can't go again next year. Subhanallah, I received a text from a family in the United Kingdom that her mother had passed away. And she found so much grief in her heart that I had the opportunity, I didn't go. And I want to say to you, my dear brother and my sister, that this has become a powerful lesson for you and I. That what you and I have experienced in this 1 week and others around the world in the times that we have been under lockdown or changed conditions, unable to travel, I want you to know that this should change your framework of looking at this world. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ. Live in this life, the Prophet ﷺ said, as if you are a traveler. أَوْ عَابِرِ سَبِيلٌ. Someone اِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ ظِلِّ شَجَرَةٍ. It's like you've traveled, sat under the shade of a tree, and then you continue your journey. So enjoy the time and the opportunity that you have with you, your family, your children. May Allah open hearts, give us prosperity in our homes, give us comfort, and let this be for us. The five lessons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first of those important lessons, he tells us our young before our maturity. And you could be 60 years young, mashallah, there's still a long time to go. It's not by the number, but it's by the mindset. Your youth, the young, the ability you have before it's departed. What leaves you with your youth? Your health. Before you fall sick, may Allah protect us, Ya Rab. Your wealth, before you experience a downturn and a financial difficulty, a loss of job and a loss of security. And number four, one of the powerful lessons of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the freedom of time, the luxury to come and go, and the opportunities that we have before they are taken. And fifth and finally, the life you've been given is a gift from Allah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it with yourself and your family, and build the memories that will sustain you and them after one of your departure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove al-ham wal-gham. Remove the feelings of sorrow and sadness and depression from our hearts. Give us the liberty of freedom of movement. Give us the protection and the shield of our faithfulness. Allahumma la taj'al fitnatana fi dinina. O Allah, do not make our test in life as a matter and material in our faith. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Finally, I end with the discussion about what to do for Salatul Jumu'ah. None of our masajid are open here in Perth at the moment. So you have one of two options. The option that I first prefer for you is to pray Salatul Dhuhr. And you and your family now, you just make the adhan and the iqama as if you did yesterday for Salatul Dhuhr. And you pray together four rak'ah as you normally do. And that suffices you for today because of the conditions we are in. The second option, which is also found in some of the books and some of the madhab, is that you can recreate your own Jumu'ah if you have more than five or more than three people, three individuals with you. And this is something that, you know, is open to discussion. There's no harm in doing it if you take that opinion, inshallah, and you can fulfill those that salah. The khutbah al-jumu'ah would need to be done by you, and it would be just simply, the simplest way of making khutbah al-jumu'ah is that you praise Allah, you say alhamdulillah, you order those who are listening to fear and be conscious of Allah by saying attaqullah or reading a verse about taqwa. And number three, that you recite the durood and the salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That meets the basic requirements of khutbah al-jumu'ah in two cycles. So you say something and then you sit and then you stand up and then you pray salatul jumu'ah with a louder voice, inshallah, with two prostrations or with two raka'ah, two ruku', inshallah. May Allah accept from all of us, Allahumma ameen. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim, welcome you into my home for this day, with this virtual sermon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad.